Okay, let's put the next one on because it leads us into this number three.
Oh.
It's a song called Hippie Hippie Shake, made famous by...
Swinging Blue Jeans.
The Swinging Blue Jeans. Yeah. Yes, indeed. Now then, the author or writer of that particular song is a guy called...
Shan Romero.
And guess what? Shan Romero and Artie were together this last summer, weren't you?
Yep.
When, so tell us about that.
Well, what happens is that Mark Guerrero, who played the lead guitar on it, he came over a few years ago, and I got in touch with him or something, and he came over and played with us at Rock and Roll, Sound of 60s then.
Yep.
And I enjoyed it, and I introduced him to all the guys. I took him down to meet Jeff Nugent, you know, and sang with Jeff in this pub.
Yeah.
And then he went home, and he loved it. And then I sent him a message. I said, guess what? We've now got the Cavern, the Sound of 60s. He said, I'm coming back. So he came back and played the Cavern with us.
Fantastic.
And for years he said, I want to bring Shan. I want to bring Shan, you know. In the end, it came off, he got in touch with me a while ago, and he said, I'm bringing Shan Romero over. And I thought, wow.
Yeah, wow.
Wow, you know, legend.
Legend, I'll say.
And he's such a lovely man.
Yeah.
You know, I can't explain how lovely he is as a man, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
so you got him to come over and play the Cavern. Was it the Cavern?
No, we didn't do the Cavern.
No.
I took him down the Cavern
and
introduced him. And they brought him on stage to introduce him to the crowd and all that. And they took photographs and his autograph to go up. But we played, the Crown Pub, run by Roy Montrose.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
a jam.
That's right.
Well, we went there and practiced in the afternoon, and then we did the night time.
Yeah.
The next day we did Cheshire Cats.
Right.
Then the next day we were doing Mersey Cats, and then the Rock and Roll Society.
Yeah, to do the double.
But that didn't work out too well.
Right.
Because Mersey Rats were damp demand, and we went on a certain time. I said we can't do that because we've got to get them away to the other one.
Oh.
And it got nasty.
They weren't cooperating.
No, so I just, George Eccles, you know, he phoned me something. I said, well, I'm making the decision. And I phoned up Mersey Cats, and they said, what time do you want to go on?
Yeah.
So we went to Mersey Cats. Everyone loved them, you know.
Yeah.
And always made like Sam Hardy keep coming up to me and saying, thank you, Artie. Thank you, Artie.
Fantastic.
I said, what for, Sam? I'm meeting my hero.
Yeah.
And the guys are these mess and, you know, I think Jerry Lee and all the rest of it.
Yeah.
But it was fantastic. And, you know, and we did a radio show in Runcorn.
Yeah.
And after it, we went to my daughter's. I gave my daughter's money to buy lots of stuff. We had a big barbecue in my daughter's and Shan and the lads. And he just loved it. You know, he just... They loved him, and he was so unassuming person, not a big head and nothing.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he actually recorded Hippie Hippie Shake himself, didn't he?
Yeah.
And way back. What year would that be?
It was 1959, I think.
Was it?
And do you know, he still does it in the same key.
Right.
Now.
He sings in the same key now.
Yeah.
Goodness me.
But, you know...
That's amazing.
Only a little
amazing.
Man.
Yeah.
You know,
anything else he's written? What is there anything else that he?
He did My Little Ruby.
Yeah.
He had a bit of a hit in America with it.
Yeah, yeah.
And there was something. What compared to the other one?
I mean, this was cutting edge rock and roll.
Yeah.
In 1958.
Yeah.
The best we had was, of course, Cliff Richard and the Shadows.
That's
and
right,
stuff
yeah.
like that.
Yeah, yeah.
But we still had this load of. We couldn't match it. Could we?
No.
Elvis, Jerry Lee Lewis, Chuck Berry, Everly Brothers. We couldn't
Little
touch
Richard.
Them. Little Richard.
Incredible.
We couldn't touch them.
No.
With rock and roll.
No.
And we came in with our kind of a limp version of rock and roll with, and I mean that, with the Shadows and Cliff Richard and Tommy Steele and people like that. Had it was a subdued version of the American style rock and roll, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It wasn't cutting edge, it wasn't dynamic, it wasn't.
No.
It was sweet little love songs done in a rock and roll style, really,
yeah.
Wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
And but these guys, Shan Romero included, were oh. I mean, was it Ray Innes in the Swinging Blue Jeans
yeah.
who hit that note at the beginning?
Yeah.
For goodness yeah. sake, he hits it.
Yeah. Well, like, we did it. We took him to, he did the, there's a museum in down by the Pier Head.
Yes.
Robert,
yeah, and, that's right.
Shan was doing a talk there and Ralph Ellis was on.
Yeah.
And I just laughed because Ralph Ellis turned around and said, "Thank you, Shan, for writing that song."
Yeah.
And Shan said, "Thank you for recording it. I brought 16 kids up on him."
Fantastic. Amazing. Well, let's no more ado. Let's have a listen to Shan Romero, actually live. Yeah.
Yeah.
With Artie on drums in the yeah, background.
At the Cadwalk.
Yeah. With George Eccles, Frank Hopley on keyboards, and Mark Guerrero on lead guitar. Hey. Lost nothing. He's not lost anything, has he?
Amazing.
It's all there.
You know, the top of the hat he just falls asleep.
Hey?
And the top of the hat he just falls asleep.
Yeah.
He's sitting in the
room. Is he?
Yeah. He's 77.
Yeah.
He's also a minister of the chair. He's a minister of the chair.
Wow. Well, we're into the last few minutes now. Yeah. Very, very nice that. He's lost nothing, has he? He's not that, nothing been lost in that voice. 77 years old now.
Lovely
and
man.
Like
lovely
I say,
I was quite proud because he turned around and he said, "You're the best drummer I've ever played with." And I thought, well, I can't believe that because he played in the
yeah.
2 years with the Crickets.
Wow. Wow.
He was clean ball player with the Crickets.
It's some compliment, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's something you can take to you, can't it?
From
yeah.
these guys. I mean, They've played with oh
the best
what, who they haven't played with goodness
the best,
me
yeah,
yeah. And you know to hack it at that level you know oh. it wants some doing and to get that compliment take that compliment mm. For what it's worth and it's fantastic.